So ek lees so gerus vandag op sosiale media oor die Kaapse situasie. En ek sit so alleen vandag en myself vra, how long? You know, how long will we have to hide behind, you know, the perfect buildings, clean streets, tourist attraction spots, the perfect imperfections of this country, while the streets are in tears calling out for help? I mean, how long? Hoe lang gaan ons nog vasbyt om net seker te maak oor seese mense, ek gaan spesifiek wees, oor seese mense is happy jolly terwyl ons eie mense sukkel. Nou, die rede hoekom ek vanaand van jou wil hoor, daar was 'n oorlog vandag op sosiale media. The city of Cape Town is fining homeless people for obstructing pedestrian traffic and allegedly breaking other bylaws. Now, this announcement was made after residents, I'm going to put that in brackets for you, residents felt that the city was not being consistent in enforcing its bylaws. Number one, don't play me a fool. Who are the residents of Cape Town? Kom ons begin net daar. The last time I checked, the real residents in Cape Town, they don't have an issue, or they never had an issue with homeless people in the streets. So here is why they are fining them and the fine amounts. So lighting a fire in an undesignated area will cost up to 1,500 rand. I'm homeless. Have that in mind. While anyone obstructing pedestrian traffic could be fined 300 rand. Yet again, I'm homeless. Nou my vraag is, waar kry die mense geld? As jy so windgat is oor hoe vuil jou straat is, hoekom staan daar residents nie by mekaar nie en 'n plan maak vir daai arme mense wat moet nou deur daai sneeu en reën slaap? And if you are based in Cape Town, ek wil ook van jou af hoor, maybe you're working for Metro. I mean, is it even worth it? I want to hear from you this evening and be honest with me. Is it worth it? Is it not worth it? 084-850-0942 084-850-094. Send me a voice note, please. Your thoughts on this. Where should these people go? Jy moet onthou, in Cape Town, it's all racist in different places. They call themselves, or they call them Bege, which means hobos. But where should they go? Is this right or is this wrong? And if you have a solution, what would the solution be to the current problem than rather fining these people 1,500 rand, which I personally believe it's ridiculous because they don't even have 1,500 rand or 300 rand, which they get from where? Number one. So 084-850-0942. I would like to hear your thoughts on this story.
Hi, Mac. This is Theo from Krugersdorp. I'm quite sure the folks that have the idea of fining these people have no idea of poverty. They've never been on the street, never thought of how cold and how disgusting it can be. These poor people have nowhere to go. And yet they want to give them a fine for making a fire in the street because they're cold. Within this weather pattern that we're having at the moment, it's flippin' disgusting. These guys need to actually be taught a lesson. They should go and sit on the street and just for one night, just endure the cold that these people do. It's absolutely disgusting. It's a disgrace that any person can teach or treat another person in the way that they are doing.
A mens vra vir hulp en as hulle en dan wil niemand help of enigiets nie. Maar dan wil hulle vir jou tickets gee. Ag nee, wat?
Hi, good evening, Ekurenda. It's Tom. I think that suggestion they're trying to do, it's fucked up completely. Most of those people don't even have money to buy food. How must they pay the fine? Why don't they just go set up some buildings and give them shelter? The government's got enough money, at least I suppose so. So yeah, I think it's ridiculous.
My name is Nkosinathi, and I'm new here in Jacaranda. Right now I'm in Mpumalanga, and the story about Cape Town, really, for me it's shocking, and to hear such a beautiful city and a, I would say really a governing city that has all but it struggles to deal with such a matter that one would say you can't find a person who's out on the streets. I mean, they have no parents, they have no jobs, they have no money. That's why they are on the streets. So you find them, it's, for me, it's pointless. Oh gosh, South Africa.
Hi, I think the homeless situation and the poverty situation and the unemployment situation in this country is absolutely rampant. I also feel that all those churches that stand empty every night, all those beautiful churches that are warm and cozy, could be used to accommodate the homeless. Surely they could sleep there just for the night. They all rise early generally and go in late. But all those churches stand empty with all that decor, all that money sunk in them. And I think it's an absolute sin that people should sleep on the street when there's all that open space. Also wondering what's happening with the serial killer in Johannesburg, Pretoria area that was murdering homeless people. How far have they got with that facility that they were going to provide for the people to sleep in? I wonder often about Christianity, because if I was a minister, I would open my doors and let people sleep in there.
Hi, Jacaranda. This is Njabulo from Mpumalanga, of course. I've heard this news about Cape Town on these homeless people that are living there. Well, this is really devastating for me. It's really heartbreaking, because I know for a fact that I know how these people are really suffering out there. I can see it by experience. I know how people struggle to get a place to live, to get a few cash on their pockets, to just contain themselves from this harsh weather, even if it's not the harsh weather. But still, it's really hard. It's really hard to make a living when you have no job, no family to look up to. But oh man, they should really think and know that it's really hard. It's really hard to even get a few cash like 50 rand. It's really hard to have that money from a single day. So how could they really find them for a lot of bucks? Nah, this is really devastating. They should really think about really Cape Town. Cape Town is the capital city of South Africa. They should really think and do something about it.